So have you ever thought about how powerful your imagination is? We all have one. Some imaginations are larger than others. Our text today reminds us that God goes beyond your imagination. He goes beyond the limits you've placed on your future, beyond the expectations others have put on your life. When God moves, he doesn't just meet your expectation, but he exceeds them. When Tasha was younger, she had a children's book series called Alice in Bibleland. This is the one line from every book that sticks with me. Reading is the magic key to take you where you want to be. Alice's imagination allowed her to see herself walking through scenes as though she were there. In the story, Alice would open her Bible storybook, and suddenly something amazing would happen. A small bird would appear with a message, and the pages of the book would become a doorway. Alice wouldn't just read the story, she would step into it. Her imagination shows that when we look beyond what we can see immediately in front of us, we begin to discover possibilities that strengthen our faith. In one book, she watched David walk toward Goliath with nothing but a sling and a stone. In another, she was looking into the lion's den where Daniel was surrounded by lions, but still alive. One time, she stood at the shoreline and saw Jonah after the great fish released him. Another book, she stood in a crowd watching Jesus multiply a small lunch and feed thousands. Everywhere she went, she kept seeing the same thing, God doing the impossible. The greatest impossible moment happened when the angel told Mary she will give birth to the Savior. Humanly speaking, it didn't make sense. But the angel declared the truth of Luke 1:37, for nothing is impossible with God. That means what God can do in your life goes beyond your imagination. God's plans are bigger than your understanding. When Mary heard the angel's message, she asked, "How can this be?" She wasn't doubting God. She just couldn't see how it would happen. She couldn't explain it. She just had to believe it. Many of us live in that same moment today. We believe in God, but sometimes we can't see how things will work out. In today's world, people are facing overwhelming pressures. Families are struggling with rising costs of groceries, housing, health care, and gas. Communities wrestling with the division and uncertainty. People quietly battling anxiety, grief, and loneliness. And like Mary, we ask, how can this be? But God didn't give Mary a detailed explanation. Instead, he gave her a promise. Nothing will be impossible with God. There are times when the diagnosis doesn't make sense. The provision doesn't add up. The opportunity seems too big. The calling feels too heavy. Our God is not limited by biology, statistics, timing, or our opinion, reasoning, or our imagination. Mary had never been with a man. Elizabeth was too old. Israel was under Roman rule. But when God decides to move, age doesn't matter. Background doesn't matter. Resources doesn't matter. Public opinion doesn't matter. God specializes in the impossible. So what you see as a barrier is God's opportunity. Sometimes God doesn't give you a blueprint. He simply asks you to trust the builder. Your life may not make sense today, but God's plan is still unfolding. As believers, we need to stop trying to make God small enough to fit into our understanding. God's power is greater than your obstacle. In Ephesians 3 and 20, it reads, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly, above all that we are able to ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." There are times when God's plan is bigger than our prayer and our imagination. If Mary was average, she probably imagined a quiet life, a normal marriage, and an ordinary motherhood. Before her encounter, she probably didn't imagine angels, prophecies, shepherds, wise men, and a savior. Throughout scripture, God repeatedly proves that he specializes in the impossible situations. A shepherd defeats a giant. A man survives a den of lions. A prophet survives inside a fish. And a small lunch feeds thousands. Each story reminds us that God's power is greater than any obstacle that we can face. No weapon formed against us will prosper. And we still see moments like that today. If we went around the church and gave you the mic, you could probably tell of a miracle that God has worked in your life. But I just want to mention, too, in 2010, 33 miners were trapped deep underground after the 2010 mining accident in Chile. For 17 days, no one knew if they were alive. But underground, those miners gathered and prayed. They encouraged each other to hold on to hope. After weeks of searching, researchers drilled a small hole nearly half a mile underground. Attached to the drill was a note that read, "Are you there?" From deep underground came a message that stunned the world. "We are all well in shelter, the 33 of us." After 69 days underground, every single miner was rescued alive. Many of them later testified that their faith in God sustained them when hope seemed lost. In 2025, a man named Ron Daly was stranded alone in the Sierra Nevada mountains in California for nearly 3 weeks with minimal supplies. Throughout his ordeal, he repeatedly said, "It was me and God every night." Despite harsh conditions, he survived until rescued. Sometimes life can make you feel like you are buried under the weight of your circumstances. But even when you cannot see the way out, God is already working on your rescue. Has God ever answered your prayer in a way that was greater than what you imagined? Maybe the question should be, how many times has God answered your prayer in a way that was greater than what you imagined? God's promises require your faith. His promises require your faith. After hearing the angel's message, Mary responded with faith. She said, "May everything you have said about me come true." In other words, may your every word that you have spoken over my life come true. I believe what you spoke over me will happen. So, Lord, I'm in your hands, and I trust you to bring your word to life in my life. Mary didn't know how people would react. She didn't know what challenges lay ahead of her, but she trusted God anyway. We face the same choice today. Faith means believing that God can do what we cannot. Faith means trusting God even when the outcome is uncertain. Faith goes beyond your imagination. Faith says, "God, I don't understand it, but I believe you can do it." And if your faith is doubting, read verse 36. Elizabeth, who was called barren, is now in her sixth month. He provided evidence. Elizabeth's miracle was to strengthen Mary's faith, proving that God would do something beyond what she could imagine. Because if he did it for Elizabeth, if he did it before, if he spoke it, his word will not fail. It will accomplish what he meant for it to accomplish. Look at Mary's response. I am the Lord's servant. May everything you've said about me come true. She surrendered to the promise. Before there was proof, she said yes to something she couldn't see that was beyond her imagination. If you're in a barren season, waiting on an answer and seeing others receive what you are praying for, declare, God's word will never fail. That's never. His word will never fail. He is still writing stories today. Think about the stories Alice stepped into. Giants falling, lions' mouths closing, miracles happening. But those stories didn't end after the Bible was completed. God is still writing stories today. Every time someone finds healing, every time a broken family is restored, every time someone overcomes addiction, every time someone who felt hopeless finds new life, God is writing a new story. And the beautiful thing is, your life may be the next story that God wants to write. Let me say this. When the doctor gives you a report that shakes your faith, nothing is impossible with God. When the bills are higher than the money in your bank account, nothing is impossible with God. When your family situation feels broken beyond repair, nothing will be impossible with God. When your heart is heavy and you don't know how to move forward, nothing is impossible with God. When situations go beyond your strength, when the problem goes beyond your wisdom, when the obstacle goes beyond your resources, that's when God steps in and he does something beyond your imagination. Because the promise still stands in Luke 1 and 37. For nothing will be impossible with God. So, before we leave today, I want to speak to those who may be here who have never given their life to Christ. We have talked about how God does things that go beyond your imagination. We talked about giants falling, lions' mouths being shut, and miracles happening. But the greatest miracle God wants to perform today is not just in your circumstance, it's in your heart. The greatest miracle is salvation. Can you stand? Maybe you came out today out of curiosity. Maybe somebody invited you. Maybe you've been coming to New Providence for a long time now, but you've never truly surrendered your life to Christ. The truth is, every one of us have sinned. Every one of us have fallen short of God's perfect standard. Sin separates us from God. But God loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, into the world. Jesus lived the life that we could not live. He died the death that we deserve to die. And he rose again so that we could have new life. And here's another beautiful thing. No matter what your past looks like, no matter how far you think you've gone, no matter what mistake you've made, God can still transform your life. Because Luke 1 and 37, it is not only true for the miracles of the Bible, it's also true for the miracle of salvation. Nothing. No matter what it looks like, nothing is impossible with God.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay's Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531. or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.